Hello, this is Erin Pavlina at erinpavlina.com, here with another podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to answer this question that somebody sent me recently. The question is, what are some skills that empathic people can practice to protect themselves from negative emotions and energies? So an empath is somebody who can feel the energies and sensations and emotions of other people. And I know a lot of my readers are empathic, so I get this question a lot from people who are experiencing the negative emotions when they're around people who are having difficulties in life or who are upset or anxious or stressed or feeling guilt or shame. Sometimes when you're an empath, you can take on these energies even though they're not yours, and that can cause you to feel down when you don't have any real reason to feel that way. So let's talk about four aspects of how you can prevent yourself from taking on the negative emotions and energies of other people when you're empathic. So first we're going to talk about emotionally. What do you do emotionally to prevent yourself from taking on these negative energies? I would say that emotionally you need to have the realization that you're not responsible for other people or their states of mind or what's happening in their lives. You can't let their misery sink into you. Abraham has a great quote about this. You can't ever feel bad enough to help someone who feels bad feel better. And that's true. You just can't sink into the mire of negativity with somebody. That doesn't mean you don't care about a person or what they're going through. It just means you're not going to allow that negative energy or the person's situation to bring you down also. That would be like if you came across a person who had been stabbed and you decide to pick up the knife and stab yourself, so that you know what it feels like, so you can empathize with them. It's wholly unnecessary. So I would say emotionally, you can practice allowing people to express their situation to you without you having to be undone by it or pulled down. So really think about that. Emotionally, also, you want to pull yourself into a higher vibration. I recommend love or gratitude or both. Those are two of the highest vibrations that we can feel. So if you think about ways to feel gratitude or love, that is going to pop you back into a higher vibration so that even if you've just been exposed to something that you feel very negative about emotionally, you can pull your vibration back up. So that's emotional. That's the emotional path. Spiritually or psychically, what you can do to prevent yourself from feeling these negative emotions is close down your chakras when you're around individuals that you know are often negative, or when someone's telling you a story about something that's going on in their lives or something that they've experienced. If you're too open, then a lot of times that negative energy can stick to you and cause you, again, to feel bad when nothing's actually happening to you. So if you're familiar with the chakras, and I'm not going to have time to go into all the details, but if you're familiar with them, oftentimes people walk around with their chakras wide open, which helps us be more aware and more connected with people. But if you know you're going into a situation where there is going to be some negative energy, it's okay to just kind of pull those chakras in tight, close to your body, so that you're not overly affected by the negative energy around you. Also, you can ask your guides or angels to help clear you. So if you've gone through a particularly negative experience or you've been around someone who's kind of an energy vampire, when you get to a place where you're alone again, ask your angels or your spirit guides to clear your energy and let them kind of bathe you in a protective white light that will clear that negative energy right away. Physically, what can you do physically to slough off the negative energy? First, you can decide in advance not to be around toxic people or environments. If there are certain people in your life who you know kind of are always downers or they're going to lower your vibration when you're with them, choose to spend less time with them if you can. But if you're in a situation where it couldn't be helped, some things that you can do physically, sing, dance, laugh. These are all things that will raise your vibration. So sing in the car, dance, you know, when no one's looking or at a club. Or find something to laugh about, because that's going to raise your vibration back up and help you slough off the negative energy. Another thing you can do is take a shower or a bath, and that will help clear your energy and help ground you. A lot of people will take a salt water bath, which also will help purify your energy and slough off some of the negativity. So give that a shot as well. And lastly, mentally, you can actually choose your emotions. Sometimes it's difficult and sometimes it seems impossible because you feel like you're having a reaction to something that somebody is saying or doing or projecting. But the reality is you can choose your mental state anytime you want. And it's hard in practice, but it's worth it if you can master it. And what this is about is just deciding, I'm not going to let this bring me down. I'm going to continue to be in my happy, positive state. And again, you can care for somebody and you can care for a situation, but that doesn't mean it has to take you down. So in summary, if you're experiencing negative emotions and energies around other people, you can either take some preventative steps before you get into that situation, or after it's over, and I guess really even during the situation, you can raise your vibration using love and gratitude and keep yourself in that positive, happy state so that you're not brought down too, because there's just no reason for you to feel bad when there's nothing actually going on around you to cause that. So guard your energy, and until next time, awaken, remember, and love.